Pesach, in addition to learning Gemara Psochim and Gemara Beitza in the first parak of Chagiga and Moed Kotni and Chol Moed, we should be learn the Nachas parak of Rabbi Shmuel. That's about Minchas Omer and all the dinim of Sfiras Omer. Most of the dinim of Sfiras Omer appear there in parak of Rabbi Shmuel. The Rif didn't write anything on Seder Kochim because it's not Noyik Haloch L'maisa. So at the end of Psochim, the last 50 lines, last 40 lines, he quotes the Dinam of Sfira Saim. Want to discuss a little bit about that? Okay. Okay, Sfiras Omer is a psukim in Chumash. It's a mitzvah in Torah. Nonetheless, the Gemara in Menachos has a machlokes Amoraim whether Bizman Hazeh, Sfiras Omer is deraisa de Rabbanan. Why should it not be deraisa Bizman Hazeh? Because there's no Minchas Omer. Okay? It's supposed to start counting for the day Yom HaViach Mesai Matnufa. So today there is no Minchas Omer. So how come there are those who pass on their Sfiras Omer is deraisa? In Shulchan Aruch, the Psak HaMekubal is like Tosfos. Tosfos there in Menachos, Samach Vav and Menalef assumes that that's the Maskanas HaGemara. That Sfiras Omer Bizmanu Zeh is only the Rabbanan. The Rambam and the Goyim and many assume otherwise. They all count Sfiras Omer as one of the Taryag Mitzvahs. They don't say that it's only the Rabbanan Bizmanu Zeh. They read the Gemara that the final Maskanas HaGemara is that Sfiras Omer is their Raisa. How can it be their Raisa? If there's no Menachos Omer. So there are two ways to explain. So the one way to explain is that there is a machlokes in the Gemara where the makriv and afal pi shein bayis bezman shein beis hamikdash kaim, do you assume that the makam hamikdash is kitchelos ilovai? So if the makam hamikdash is kitchelos ilovai, even though the maisa, the poil mamish, we're not offering the minchas hamikdash today, but there is a chiyuv. Theoretically, there is a chiyuv because there is kedushas makam. So what would you say, let's say, Bizman Shah Bishamigdush came for some reason or another, 1 year, they didn't bring the Minchas Omer. There was a fire in the Beis HaMikdash, there was a, whatever, terrorist attack or something. And they didn't bring Minchas Omer. So they're going to say that that year, Sfiras Omer is only the Rabbanan. So some say the name Rav Chaim, that's not inconceivable, that it actually has to be B'Pol Mamash HaKrovos Minchas Omer. Bizman Shah Bishamigdush came, there's a chiyuv to bring Minchas Omer. So if you hold that Bizman Hazeh, Akriv and Afli Shem Bais, the Kitchelosi Lavoi, so then there's a Chiyav Hakrobus Karbonis, Bizmanazav also, so it's also Miyam Habayacham Asay Matnufa. Not exactly so, and so therefore the Ramam Lishitos, the Ramam Paskins, and Paragrav and Hilchas Beis Abchir, that the Makam Ambigdush is Kitchelosi Lavoi. Ramam thinks that even for the days of Shlaim HaMelech, from the time that Shlaim HaMelech built the Bais Rishon, Makam Ambigdush never lost its Kedusha. So therefore the Rambam Lishitasa writes that Sfiras Omer Bizman Hazeh is their Raisa. Question is that really true? The Sefer HaChinuch writes in one place, Makriv and Afli Shein Bayis means that it's a Rishus, it's optional. It's not that it's a Chiyuv. Bizman Hazeh, there is actually a structure of Beis HaMikdosh, then there's a Chiyuv to be Makriv Olik Abonis. Makriv and Afli Shein Bayis means that it's a Rishus. Sefer HaChinuch writes like that. I thought that it's, the Galatiana Achreinim have this Chiddush. I thought it was a Galatiana Pshetl. And then I saw the Stipula quotes the Sefer HaChinuch says like that. So, Sefer HaChinuch, okay. Not the Mechuyev to listen to everything that it says in Sefer HaChinuch. But the Stipula of Aremph is there a couple of their few difficult passages in the Rambam. So the Stipula thinks that the Rambam holds like that. If Aremph is the Rambam like that. So if so, it's not so glad. Makriv Ma'ab Shein Bayis doesn't necessarily mean that you're Mechuyev to bring. That it means it's optional to bring. So therefore the Sfiras Omer Bizman Hazeh is the Raisa because it's a Chiyuv. Maybe there is no Chiyuv. It's optional. Anyway, that's one way to say the issue whether Sfiras Omer Bizman Hazeh is the Raisa the Rabbana depends whether Makriv and Al Pi Shein Bayis on the assumption that whenever there's a Chiyuv to be Makriv Minchas Omer, the Chiyuv Sfiras Omer would be the Raisa. You don't actually need to be Poel Mamish that they actually brought the Minchas Omer. That's how the Rav Soloveitchik said b'shem Rav Chaim. He felt that it's inconceivable that Bizman HaMikdash 1 year because of some accident they didn't bring the Minchas Omer. Sfiras Omer is going to be the Rabban. He thought it's Lo Nita and Lo Yom. So he thought this is the issue. usually they say a different word, a different word. Because the Mishnah in the end of the first parak in Kiddushin states that women are exempt from mitzvahs that stage as man gram. Mitzvahs lo says that as man gram of women are dressed as mechiv as men. Hishva kos v'ishlish l'chol onshin shabbatar. Onshin is lo says. But as far as essay, mitzvah says that as man gram, the women are put. So the Mishnah gives you a list of mitzvahs that the women are mechiv. Maka, they are mechiv. Mezuzah, they are mechiv because it's not man gram. So the Ramban fills in Chidusha Ramban and Kiddush in the end of the first prayer, he fills in some more mitzvahs. He says, one of the mitzvahs of women I'm chuyiv is Sphir HaSayma. So Makshim Ha'olam, in Lecha is Zman Grama Godel Mizeh. What do you mean? You're counting the days. Of course it's Zman Grama. So Rav Soloveitchik used to say it's probably a misprint in the Ramban. That's how one of the Gedolim in Europe also wrote in his Tshuvas, in the early volume of Tshuvas, he thought it's a misprint in the Ramban. And then in the seven volumes later, he says, no, maybe it's not Rav Soloveitchik also. Many years later, he said, maybe it's not a misprint. Yeah. So how do you explain this? So there's an interesting, there's a Sefer HaPsochim by the Maharam Chalava. Maharam Chalava was a Sfardish Rishon. After the Ramban, the days when Rosh Hashanah Ramban, the Mishnah Berurah, during the lifetime of the Mishnah Berurah, they printed the Maharam Chalava HaPsochim. It used to be a manuscript. And he quotes it every so often. So the Maharam Chalava passed away a long time ago, and his son gets up from Shiva and he writes, my father just died and I got up from Shiva, I heard so much Torah from my father, I better start writing it down, I'm going to forget everything. So we have one page. The one page that we have, Moshe Yehuda Blau, he used to be a European, he learned in Mir Yeshiva in Europe, so he came to America. So some of the Mirim became Rabbanim, some of them became Rebbes and Yeshivas, and he started putting out Kisvei Yad. He put out there on 20 volumes of the different Rishonim. Some of them are very valuable, some of them are less valuable. So he put out the one page of the Ksav Yad that he found from the son of Maharam Chalava. He comes to explain this Ramban. He thinks that it's not a misprint. Already the generation, two generations after the Ramban died, they already had this Ramban. So he asked, Zman Groma Godel Mizeh, how can the Ramban say the Sefer Yisam is not Zman Groma? So he explains the same pshat that Avnei Nezer has, the yeshiva shavuot. The question is, when the Torah says you should start counting Sfiras Omer from the day on which you bring the Minchas Omer, that is Tezayin Nisan, first day Chol Hamoed Pesach. And Eretz Yisrael is only one day Yontav, Tezvav Nisan, and Tezayin is the first day Chol Hamoed. So what's the pshat in the Chumash? Akrobas Minchas Omer is Mechayiv in Sfiras Omer. Or Hakrovas Minchas Omer Miyom Havacham Sarim Atnufa. That's an identification of the day. But the day Tezayin Nisan is Mechayiv in Sfiras Omer. So if Tezayin Nisan is Mechayiv Minchas Omer, then Bizman is that's also Deraisa. It's Tezayin Nisan, and then it's going to be Zman Grom. The Zman is Gorim. The Zman of Tezayin Nisan is Mechayiv in Minchas Omer. But if you say Hakrovas Minchas Omer is Mechayiv in Sfiras Omer, so then Bizman is that there is no Hakrovas Minchas Omer. But then, Bisman Shabbos Hamikdash Ha'ikayim, the women would be mechuyev. Tezayin Nisan is mechayev to bring Minchas Omer. Minchas Omer is Zman Groma, but that's a chayves atzibur. That's not a chayves ayochid. You can't say women are potter from Hakrovas Minchas Omer. That's a chayev on the Klal Yisrael. Whoever's part of Klal Yisrael is mechuyev to see what that is taken care of. So if you say the pshat that Tezayin Nisan is mechayev in Hakrovas Minchas Omer, and Hakrovas Minchas Omer in turn is Mechayiv in Sfiras Omer. That's what the Maharam Chalava said, and that's what the Avnei Nezer has, and a few Akroinim, and Yeshivish Akroinim have like this, then it's not called a Zman Groma. Like Kiddush Levona, I'll be Pashtus, that's not a Zman Groma. There's a clock that ticks away, and the Levona appears after disappearing for 18 hours. The Gemara says, Rosh Hashanah, the moon disappears. Then it reappears. So Haray Levana Bechidusha recites the bracha of Kiddush Levana. So Kiddush Levana, is that called a mitzvah says of Shaz Magram? Some Akronim say that it is. Magan Avram has a meaning that the women don't say Kiddush Levana. And they explain why, because they start off with the assumption that it's a mitzvah says of Shaz Magram. So the Pashto says it's not a mitzvah says of Shaz Magram. There's a clock that ticks away that makes the Levana reappear. When you can see the Levana, Haroya Levana Bechidusha, so then you have to recite Kiddush Levana. It's indirectly Zman Groma. Zman is Goreim that the Levana should appear. but the obligation to recite Kiddush Levana is Haroi Levana Bechidusha. That's indirectly Zman Gram, but that's not called Zman Gram. So the same over here. If Tezayin is and is Mechayiv HaKrobas Min Chasayimah, and HaKrobas Min Chasayimah is Mechayiv in Sphere Saimah, so then it's not Zman Gram, then the women would be Mechuyivos. So these two issues are totally Zebizet. The way the Maram Chalva says, the way the Avnei Nezer explains, these two shadows are totally Zebizet. Whether Sphere Saimah Bizan says their Isa, their Abonon, whether Noshim HaMechuyiv is Man that it was their Isa, are totally the same Shaila. What's the Mechayiv in Sphere Saimah? Is it Tezayin Nissen? The day is Mechayiv, so Bizman Azeh will be their Isa, and then it will be Azman Grama. Women will be exempt. Or he say, no, Tezayin Nissen is Mechayiv in Mincha Saimah, and HaKrovis Mincha Saimah in turn is Mechayiv in Sphere Saimah. So then Bizman Azeh, there is no Mincha Saimah, it will only be the Rabbanah. And then it won't be considered Azman Grama, because the Mechayiv of Sphere Saimah is the HaKrovis Mincha Saimah. Yeah, how do we pass on Allah al-Maisan? So Shulchan Aruch, they accepted the Shitas HaTaisus. The whole simon about Sphere Saimah, the simon like Taisus, there in Menachas Dav Samach Vav. And Al Taisus understood, Maskanas HaGemara is that Sphere Saimah is Banas as the Rabban. So in Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaba has the following. Which in Shul, many gives that you say Kiddush in Shul. The Gemara asked the Kasha, we pass an ain Kiddush on the Machm Sudas and nobody eats in the Shul. So why do we say Kiddush in the Shul? So the Gemara says, to be Baitse the Orchem Yidarchabas. Apparently there used to be guests who used to eat in the Shul, on the room next to the Shul, whatever the story is. So for them it was Kiddush Machm Sudas. Shadow, what about Bizman Azeh? Bizman Azeh, you don't have any Orchem in the Shul. So the Mechaber writes that you should discontinue the practice, shouldn't have any more Kiddush but Beis HaKnesses, because we don't have any Orchem. And the Rama writes that you should. So the author of the Mate Ephraim, Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Margolius, writes in his Sefer, Mate Ephraim is a Sefer on Hilchos Rosh Hashanah Yuma, a little bit on Sukkah. So he talks about reciting Kiddush, Leil Rosh Hashanah and Shul, reciting Kiddush, Leil Sukkahs and Shul. The Leil Sukkahs we don't say in Shul, we say in the Sukkah. So, so he talks about this. So he has a Harifus that people like to say over. Maybe there isn't a Machlekes, the Mechaber, the Ramah. The Mechaber lived in Eretz Yisrael. So in Eretz Yisrael, the Bati Knesiyas have to be treated with respect. So no, even Orchem are not allowed to eat in Shul. The Ramah lived in Chutzlor. So the Gemara says, Bati Knesiyas should above all, al Tanai Heim Asuyim. You're allowed to use the Shul for other purposes also. There's a Machlekes HaRishayim. When the Gemara says, Bati Knesiyas should above all, al Tanai Heim Asuyim. This is the Gemara at the end of Megillah, the Perek B'nei Huir, when it talks about Kedushas Beis HaKnesses. So does that mean even Bivinyonim you can use it for other secular purposes? It does mean Lacha Churbanim. So some say even Bivinyonim. And they explain, that's why the Orchem used to be allowed to eat in the Shul. So that's what some say. The Mechaber and the Ramah are not arguing. Mechaber lived in Eretz Yisrael. If the Ramah would live in Eretz Yisrael, he would say the same thing. They never had in the first place Kiddush in the Beis HaKnesses. The Ramah lived in Chutz Lort, so he carries over the minig that they had from Bovel. Talmud Bavli says that they used to say Kiddush in Shul. So even though Bizman is that we don't have any Yorchim, but it's already eingeführt as a Takana the Rabbana. What motivated the Chacham to make the Takana was to be Motzei the Yorchim Midechai Vosom. Once it made a Takana, so the Takana is binding, even if you live in a generation where there are no Yorchim. That's how the Mate Ephraim suggests. That's a Harifus. There's supposed to be a Chuvas HaRambam. We can never tell whether these Chuvas are authentic or not. They quote, the Chuvas HaRambam says that even though Bizman HaZeh did no Orchem and Beis HaKnesses, he should still recite Kiddush like Chazaras HaShatz. What motivated the Chachamim to introduce Chazaras HaShatz? To be Motzi the Baki, the one who doesn't know how to daven. Bizman HaZeh, Kulon HaChacham, Kulon HaNevayim, Kulon HaZakeinim. Everybody davens from the city. Everybody knows how to daven. So what do you do Chazaras HaShatz for? So the answer is, once they made a takana, so the takana remains in place. Even, it's like a davish of a minya. Even if the reason for the takana doesn't apply. So the Rambam, supposedly, in this tshuva that's attributed to the Rambam, so the Rambam writes that Kiddush and the Beis HaKnesses is the same story. That since in the days of the Gemara, it made sense, they made a takana, so the takana is binding even if you live in a generation with no longer any orchim in the shul. Okay. So in the Shulchan Aruch they discuss which do you do first, do you recite Kiddush first or do you count Sphira first? So they say Kiddush, we're welcoming Shabbos, Kiddush Leil Yontev, welcoming Yontev. So you should recite Kiddush first. You shouldn't delay, and then count Sfiras on the second. But Havdalah, Gemara has an expression to it in Perek Eilu Dvarim towards the end of Maseches Brachos, next to the last Perek. Kol Apiki Yomim Be'achrinam. We delay, we postpone bidding Shabbos farewell. So we count Sfiras Haimer before you say Havdalah. To postpone Havdalah a little bit. So that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch, that when you say Havdalah, you should count Sfiras Haimer first, and then recite the Havdalah. So Rabbi Kivega has a kasha on the bottom of the page on the Shulchan Aruch, that he doesn't have a teretzon. He says there was a machloikis where the Havdalah is deraisa, the Rabbalah. Gemara says Kiddush is deraisa. Even women are mechayev in Kiddush Dvar Torah. But v'chaimer the men, that Kiddush is a din deraisa. And so Tosfos has a machloikis, what about Havdalah? When the Gemara says Kiddush is deraisa, does that include Kiddush and Havdalah or only Kiddush? So there's a nafkamina whether women are mechayev or not. If Kiddush and Havdalah learned out from the same pasuk, Zochas Hamashapas Lekacha, Sachrev, Biknisasa, Bitzi Asai, so Zochas Hamashapas Bidibrecha Nemru. So despite the fact that Kiddush is as magrama, women should have been exempt, so we say that's considered like a hekesh. Hekesh is if you have two dinim written in the same pasuk. Here it's even better than a hekesh. It was said b'dibur echad. Kodesh Baruch Hu said he proclaimed zochah v'shamar b'nishim achas. Mashein apay yicholah v'daber v'lohoyz and yicholah l'shmoyah. So that's certainly considered like a hekesh. If you have two dinim in one pasuk, it's a hekesh. Two dinim that were proclaimed about zochah is certainly a hekesh. So since the women are mechuyev to muzer to observe Shamar, because Shamar is a loisa, says Shazma Groma. Shamar means not to do malacha. Shamar Shabbos one does no malacha. So therefore, the women, because she eshna b'shamar, eshna b'zachar, so the women are obligated to recite Kiddush as well, despite the fact that it says Magroma. So if Abdullah is their isa based on the very same pasuk, Zachar is achreid b'knasas b'ktsiyosa, so then women are mechuyev and Abdullah as well. If you say Abdullah is only the Rabbanon, then there's a possibility to say, call the Tikkun Rabbanan Kein Deraisa, Tikkun women are Mechuyev in Havdalah. Or maybe there's an open possibility to say that women are not Mechuyev in Havdalah. Maybe the heck is Zohar V'Shamar only goes on Kiddush and Havdalah is only the Rabbanan. So it reverts back to become as Magrama, women are not Mechuyev. So bottom line, how do we paskin? So in Shulchan Aruch, they recommend women should never say their own Havdalah, because maybe the women are not Mechuyev. Either women always volunteer to shake a lulav and they say a bracha, they volunteer to sit in sukkah and they say a bracha. So what's so bad if they volunteer over here to say Havdalah? So the Magen Avraham quotes in the back, no. If they're volunteering to perform a Maisa Mitzvah, then they should say a bracha in conjunction with the Maisa Mitzvah. Here they're volunteering to say a bracha, so that's not right. They shouldn't volunteer to say a bracha. Difficult svar. So that's why in Shulchan Aruch they recommend a woman shouldn't say her own Havdalah. She should always listen to a man saying Havdalah, but the man shouldn't say Havdalah only for the woman. Let's say the man was Yotzi Havdalah already. So he can't say Havdalah a second time. The reason why Yotzi Maitzi, why can I blow Shofar a second time, even though I was Yotzi already? Misheni Mechuy Bedover, and Moti Yotzi Rabbi Medechai Vosam, how can I blow Shofar after I was Yotzi in Shul? How can I blow Shofar in the hospital on the old age home for the other people? The answer is, Kol Yisrael Arayim Zabazeh. As long as there's one Jew who wasn't Yotzi to give Shofar yet, I'm still mechuyev to blow shofar if that'll help somebody else. So it'll help someone else. I'll blow shofar. They'll be yotze with shemir koyd. But if it's a if it's a woman who didn't say Havdalah, if I already said Havdalah, there's a woman that didn't say Havdalah, so maybe the women are not mechuyev in Havdalah. So then it's not right that the man should say Havdalah, especially for the woman. You can't say kol yisrael arayim zabezeh. She doesn't have to say Havdalah. So bottom line, how do we pass? And so the women should avoid saying Havdalah, and a man shouldn't say Havdalah specifically for a woman. If he's saying for himself, the woman should listen along. What if there's no man to listen to Havdalah from? So bottom line, we pass on Havdalah's deraisa. Said Shulchan Aruch, we pass on Havdalah's deraisa. Women are mechuyev in Havdalah. L'chatchila, we avoid getting involved because it's a machlokes and Tosfos, two days and Tosfos. Bottom line, pass on Havdalah's deraisa. What's the story with Sfiras Haimer? Machlokes, Tosfos, and the Rambam and the Gemara. Bottom line, how do we pass on? The whole siman of Shulchan Aruch, from the beginning to the end, is some Sfiras Haimer says the Rabbanan. Rabbi Kivega says, this svara that the Gemara says, kol apuki yoyme me'achrina, we should try to postpone reciting Havdalah, we should do another mitzvah first, when we say Havdalah. So we say, yayim b'samim ner Havdalah. We say Havdalah last, kol apuki yoyme me'achrina, we say everything else, we say, Baribiagafim first, and Baribiagafim, 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 and then we finally at the end we say the Havdolah, to postpone the bidding farewell to the Shabbos. So Rabbi Kevegin says, that's a svar, that's nitan lehiyomer, if all of the mitzvahs are equal in importance, but if Sfiras Haim is only the Rabbanan, and Havdolah is the Raisa, then would it make more sense to say the Havdolah before the Sfiras Haim? Because the Mishnah has a klal in the end of Zohim, Perikolatodir. So it says, Kolatodir mechaberikolim lachaberikolim, Mekudish mechaberikolim lachaberikolim. If you have Mekudish ve'ena Mekudish, you want to perform two mitzvahs, and one is more important than the other, so you do the more important mitzvah first, and the less important mitzvah second. So you have to do two mitzvahs, one is the Reis, and one is the Rabbanah. So that's a dead giveaway. So the mitzvah the Reis is more important than the mitzvah the Rabbanah. So since we pass on Allah al-Maisa, Havdol and the Reis, we pass on Allah al-Maisa, Sirus Ham is the Rabbanah. So why does the Shulchan Aruch quote Kolapukia? I mean, Me'achrina, we should postpone the Havdolah, we should count Sfir Simon first, and then say Havdolah. So he says that Svar only applies if all of the mitzvahs are on the same level of significance, same level of importance. They're both Deraisa, they're both Rabbanon. But if one is Deraisa, one is the Rabbanon. So you should fulfill the mitzvah Deraisa first. So that's Rabbi Kevegis Kash. How come it says in Shulchan Aruch, that's the practice, that first you count Sfir Simon, and then you see, recite Havdolah, you ought to say that the Havdolah is the Raisa, that should come first. So he doesn't have a term. That's Rebbe Kevegas Kasha. Right. The Shulchan Aruch says we put on the Talos first because Malamakodesh. So the Shagasayas, it should be just the opposite. Since Tefillin is more Makud, Tefillin has Kedusha, Tzitzit does not Kedusha. Tzitzis is the Gemara calls Tashmish and Mitzvah. And Tefillin the Gemara calls Tashmish and Kedusha. So shouldn't the same klal apply in the opposite direction? Shulchan Aruch says, because the Tefillin has Kedusha and the Tzitzis don't, so that's why you do the Tefillin second. So the Shagasayas asked, that should be the reverse. You should do the Tefillin first because Mekudish made Mekudish, Mekudish got it. It's a difficult line in the Shulchan Aruch. So they say, no, it's different. I'm a Kohen in the Beis HaMikdash, and there are two karbonos. One is a kachim kachim, one is a kachim kalam. So the Mishnah says, kalam mekudesh machaver, kalam machaver. If they both came at the same time, one with a kachim kachim, one with a kachim kalam. So then the Kohen should be makar of the kachim kachim first. He's doing mitzvahs michutz legufo. But if he's putting on tzitzis and he's putting on tefillin, he's doing mitzvahs on his body, so then the Shulchan Aruch applies the opposite kalala, malam hakodesh velo marid. When you put on the talis, that doesn't enhance your kedusha. When you put on tefillin, it adds kedusha to yourself. The Rambam writes in the end of Hilchos Tefillin, one who's wearing tefillin, his guf becomes mekudesh. It's a new svar. It's not the svar, mekudesh v'ena mekudesh, ena mekudesh kaidim. No, mekudesh v'ena mekudesh. The mekudesh is kaidim. That's when I'm doing a mitzvah, mechutz legufi. But if I'm doing two mitzvahs on my body, and one of them is going to be mekadesh me, so then the mechaber writes a new consideration, malam hakodesh v'lo marid. You should elevate yourself in kedusha. The Kasha is a little better than the Teretz. Okay. We don't exactly understand what the Teretz is. That's a famous Kasha on the Shulchan Aruch. Why they say that you should put on the Talos first, then the Tefillin. It ought to be the reverse.
Can you say by the Sfiras Omer that Musabali Atchal Tachmitano? So we say the Sfiras Omer now, and then we put up Pashal Chazal, because that's what we like to do. We like to bring our Shabbos day.
Why did the Mitzvah Sfiras Omer Bali Atchal before the other Mitzvah of Havdalah? The bottle of wine is there and the sitter is there. He can either do A or B. Why do you do A and then B? Do B and then A. Why is one bo liotcha? Because you have to fill up the cup of wine. So fill it up. No.
Because you want to do Havdalah later.
Why do you want to do Havdalah later? Do Havdalah first. It's more important than the Sfiras Haim. Havdalah is the Raisa. And Sfiras Haim is only a make-believe mitzvah in the Rabbanan. That's Rabbi Kevegas Kasha. Kol apuki yom me'achrin, and that consideration, that's Rebbe Kevega time. That consideration only applies when the two mitzvahs are on the same level of importance. But if one is the Reis and one is Rabbanan, so you ought to say the Mekudesh should be done first.
In general, once the Shabbos, is there an Indian to do Havdalah as quickly as you can after Shabbos?
To recite Havdalah as quickly as possible? No. You should be Mosif Mechol al HaKadosh.
So why doesn't that svar just apply here?
Yeah, that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Kol apukiyam machrin. But Rabbi Kevegar asks, but if you're right now you're interested in doing two mitzvahs, both Havdalah and Sfiras Haim. So he thinks that the klal of Mekudesh Vein Mekudesh Mekudesh Kodem, should take precedence over this klal of says when the mitzvahs are on the same level of importance, then you apply this klal. Do a little more tosefes. He's not really doing anything. This is just the official bidding farewell to the Shabbos. He's going to light the candle. He's going to do malachas before he's going to say the Avdol. Just the official bidding farewell. Yeah. The Gemara says there seems to be a contradiction between the two descriptions in the Chumash of the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. There are three parshas in Chumash that have parshas HaMoados. You have parshas HaMor in Vayikra. You have parshas Pinchas in Chumash Dvarim. Then you have parshas Re'eh. And Amor, the Torah speaks about the Yisim Aloch, and Pinchas, it speaks about the Masofim. And A, it speaks about the mitzvahs proteus that you have to do on the different Yom time. So Sfiras HaOmer appears both in Amor and in Re'e. Once it's described, Shiva Shavu is Tisparoch, and she counts the weeks. The other place is the tribe, is described Tisparoch HaMishim Yom, she counts 50 days. So which is it? They count the days or they count the weeks. So the Amor comes up with the Teretz, mitzvah the Bim Neyomi, or mitzvah the mim nishavu. There's no contradiction. They're both correct. What does it mean? Mitzvah the mim niyami, mitzvah the mim nishavu is counted as two different mitzvahs in the Sefer Mitzvahs. So the Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvahs has a whole attack against those who thought like that. Obviously there were those who thought like that. The Rambam wasn't the first and he wasn't the last who wrote the Sefer Mitzvahs. So those preceding the Rambam who counted these as two distinct mitzvahs, that's what I would have thought. That's the Loshon HaGemar. Mitzvah the mim niyami, mitzvah the mim nishavu. The two different mitzvahs and two different parshas in the Chumash. So the Rambam says that it's not so. He says it's all one mitzvah, it's all a detail. You should combine the days together. So the Gemara and Merachas on Daf Samach Vav, when they have the machlokes, the discussion, where the Sfiras HaOmer B'zman says the Raisa Rabbanan, so the Gemara says something about Ameima Mani Yoimi Velo Mani Shua. Ameima lived there, Ameima was an Amori, he lived there way after the Churban Vaisheni. He only counted the days, he didn't count the weeks. So the way we have the gears in the Gemara, Omer Zechal HaMikdash, since it's only Midi Rabbanim B'zman HaZeh, it's only Zechal HaMikdash, so you don't do the whole mitzvah. Why not? But then the Gemara says, Rabbanan Mar Baravashi counted both the days and the weeks. So that's the question. What happened to Amemas for her? He doesn't quote it. Yeah, the Rif doesn't quote it. Let me see.
Maybe doesn't the Ram quote it?
Could be. Could be the Ram does quote it. Let me see. So the way a Mamer only counted the days, he didn't count the weeks. So the Gemara says, why Zechel HaMikdash? So therefore, what Zechel HaMikdash? And Rav Ashi, Mani Yomi, Umani Shavuot. He counted both. And that's what we do. So that means, why do we count both days? Because we hold that it is Daraisa. If it would have been the Rabbana, we would have agreed with our Mamer that you would only count the days, you wouldn't count the weeks. We count the days and the weeks because we hold that it is their Isis. That's how they're going in the Rambam. That's how they understood. That's how they came to the conclusion that Sfiras HaOmer B'zman HaZeh is their Isis. Because in every Siddur, they have like Rav Ashi, that you count the days and the weeks. Tosfos says, no. Amema had this funny idea because it's only the Rabbanan, so you don't make a full Zecha. You count the days, you don't count the weeks. And Rav Ashi says, despite the fact that it's only the Rabbanan, still you count both the days and the weeks. Yeah. That's why we have the Girs in the Gemara. The Rabbeinu Yeruchim, who was a Talmud of the Rosh, Rabbeinu Yeruchim, had a different Girs in the Gemara. He didn't have, because it's only the Rabbana, that's why you only count the days, you don't count the weeks. He holds that Sfiras HaOmer B'zman HaZeh is their Raisa, but it only makes sense to count the days, it does make sense to count the weeks. Why not? How did that come up all of a sudden? So the Poshe Pshat is based on the Gemara Chagigah. The din is that if a person didn't bring Oilas Ria the first day Pesach or the first day Sukkot, they ask Tashlumen till the end of Pesach. The Gemara has a machlokes whether the Ike din of Ria, Oilas Ria, applies on the first day Yom Tov and Kula Tashlumen L'Rishon, or no, the Kula Tashlumen is Alazet. During the course of Pesach, during the course of Sukkot, you have to visit the Beis HaMikdash sometime or another. It's not Kula Tashlom Elarishon, it's Kula Tashlom Elazeh. The whole thing is, what's an Afkamina? Gemara says, an Afkamina is what if the person was Potter on the first day Yontav. Let's say he was a Chigur, he had trouble, he wasn't able to walk on his own. He was a Chigur in his Pashut, and they did surgery for him Al Chalamayit. Now it comes the last days of Pesach, last days of Sukkot, is able to walk. You're only mechuyav to be early regular if he's able to walk on his own from Yerushalayim up to the Har HaBayis. He's not able to walk now. The Pashtus says that you're not Yotze the Mitzvah if you go by car. Pashtus says that you have to walk. Someone is saying no, that you don't. You have to be able to walk. You don't have to actually walk. Okay, that was a big debate 60 years ago. The Rabbanim in America had a machlokes about that. What kind of a din is that? Boshim Shat is that you have to walk on your own. You have to walk from Yerushalayim up to the Har HaBayis. Whoever is a chigur, and yochel leilach beragloi, is potter. So if he's potter on the first day, and the rest of Sukkot, the rest of Pesach is tashlumen for the first day, so if he was potter, there's no tashlumen. But if he say kulu tashlumen zelozeh, so then during the course of Pesach, during the course of Sukkot, you have to be oyle regel sometime or another. So even though the first day he was potter, but the last day he's chayv, so he'll have to go. Or the same thing, a child becomes by mitzvah in the middle of Chol HaMoed. So the first day he was a kotlin, he wasn't mechuyev. So if the rest, the aliyah l'regel, the rest of the days of Yantav was a tashlomah for the first day, ikachi was really on the first day. So if he's a kotlin, the higdil in the middle of Yantav, that he wouldn't be mechuyev menator to be aliyah l'regel. But if kol tashlomah zalazeh, on the course of Sukkot, the course of Pesach, he is by mitzvah, so he's mechuyev to be aliyah l'regel. We paskin kol tashlomah l'rishon. We paskin the ikachi really is on the first day. And the rest is only tashlum. So there's a Mishnah in Chagiga that says that not only is there tashlum for Pesach and for Sukkot you can even do tashlum on Shmini Atzeres, even though it's a regal b'fnei atzmai. There's even tashlum for Shavuos. Shavuos, the whole Yantub is only one day. There is no Chalamoid Shavuos. There's a misprint in the Rambam. The Rambam has in the Siddur, the end of Hilchas Tefillah. So the Rambam has the whole text of the Siddur. So he says that on Chalamoid Shavuos, he says Yalav Yava, and he says Yom Chag Shavuos. There is no Chalamoid Shavuos. What is he talking about? And all the Kisviyad has like that. Okay, so somebody made a mistake on it. There's no Chalamoid. The Rambam didn't have a Chalamoid Shavuos. So the Mishnah said, despite the fact that Shavuos is only one day Yontav, the 6 days following immediately after Shavuos, he can do Tashlumin. If he didn't bring the Oil Sviyad on Shavuos, he can bring it the next 6 days. So the Gemara says, what's the mocker for such a thing? The rest of Sukkot is Sukkot. The rest of Pesach is Pesach. But the 6 days following Shavuos is not Shavuos. So the Gemara says, not true. Mitzvah l'mimni yomi u'mitzvah l'mimni shavuos. The purpose of Sefiras Yomim is to be kaveh Shavuos. So we count days because we want to be kaveh Shavuos as a yantav of one day. Then we count weeks because we want to be kaveh Shavuos as a yantav of an entire week. When you get to what? To Shavuos, a yantav of a day, is a malacha. It's only awesome a malacha one day. Eretz Yisrael Chutz Lo'ez Tzvekeri Yoyma, and it's only a Yontav of one day. When you get to Korbanos HaMusafim, you can't bring the Musafim the next 6 days. But when you get to Aliyah L'Regel, when you get to the Korban Ol Sriya, there is Tashlum in the next 6 days, because Shavuos is established as a Yontav of a whole week. Mitzvah L'Bimni Yoymi to be Kaveh Shavuos as a Yontav of a day, Mitzvah L'Bimni Shavui to be Kaveh Shavuos as a Yontav of a whole week. So that Gemara in Chagiga, that's apparently the basis of this Rabbeinu Yeruchim. His Girsa in the Gemara Menachas Dav Samach Vav was a Meimer, not because Sefiras Yomim is only the Rabbanan, it's only Zeichel HaMikdash, you don't want to have the full mitzvah. You want to demonstrate that it's incomplete, that it's only the Rabbanan, so you only count the days, you don't count the weeks. No. He holds that the mitzvah to count the days is Menatur, and there's no mitzvah to count the weeks. Why? Because Mancha Ein Beis HaMikdash Kayam. So what's the significance, what's the relevance of Shavuos? Not going to get to Musaf Mala, going to get to Issa Malacha. Issa Malacha is only one day, so you count the days to be Kaveh Shavuos as a day. When you get to what? The Shavuos a Yom Tov of a week for Tashlum and for Oil Sriya. There is no Oil Sriya. There's Man Shein Beis Mekdash Kayam. There is no Oil Sriya. So what are you going to gain by counting the weeks? That's a new Girsa. That's not the Girsa that we have in the Gemara. We have the Girsa in the Gemara. Meim counted the days, he didn't count the weeks, because since Verisam is only the Rabbanon, so you're only making a Zeichel HaMikdash. You don't want to have the whole thing. You want to have a little bit incomplete, that the people should realize that we're missing something. That's perhaps the Poshib Shad. Now, so then she had another suggestion, that the two Parshas and the Chumash One is written in the singular, one is written in the plural. Shiva Shavuos Tispaloch. By counting the weeks, it says singular, Tispaloch. And the other pasuk says it's Svartem Lachem, and the Gemara understands Svartem Lachem. The Gemara quotes a Braisa, it's both in the Sifra, and Parshas and Mor, and in the Sifra and Parshas Re'ei, the exact same Braisa, that the plural, the Svartem Lachem, has a connotation, Shetei Sviro Lachalechad V'yechad. Everybody has to count Sviro. So the... And the other pasuk, Shibshu was Tispalach, so the Gemara quotes a brayse, Loch singular implies bezin. Svira hatluyin bebezin. Because the pasuk says, in machros ha-shabbos, you start counting svira the day after Shabbos. So the Gemara says that the tzdukim, bizman ba'isheni, the tzdukim didn't follow the tradition of the Torah Shabbat Pesach. They always started counting svira on a Sunday, in machros ha-shabbos, and Shavuos was always on a Sunday, and they didn't believe that Torah was min ha-shamayim, so they thought that they believed that Moshe Rabbeinu made up the whole thing. So they said this, the story was Moshe Rabbeinu, Oy v'sol hoya. He loved the Jewish people and he gave us a break. That if you have a yontif of a day, how can you take off in the middle of the week? So he made Shavuos an extended weekend. He'd taken off his Shabbos anyway, so you make an extended weekend, so Shavuos always falls out on a Sunday. Like President's birthday. So they finally got Seichel and they did like the Tzdukim would have done from day number one. The President's birthday is always celebrated on a Monday. So you take off Shabbos and Sunday, you take off Monday, so you have a longer weekend. So that's what the Tzdukim always did. So the Gemara says that they're wrong. How do you know that it's wrong? Because since it says Shubh Shavuos Tispalach, Loch has the connotation of Bezin, Lochem has the connotation of Sfir Loch Alecha V'yechot. And Shubh Shavuos Tispalach has the mashmaos of Sfir Hatli V'Bezin. So Shabbos, what we call Shabbos, the Gemara calls it Shabbos Bereishis, the weekly Shabbos comes every week. So for that, you don't need a bezin to tell you what it is. So since it says Shavuos Tispalach, Sfir Samba depends on the bezin Agadol being kaveh when Pesach is. So obviously, the Machos HaShabbos means the first day Chalamot. We're referring to Yontif, Pesach and Shabbos, and the first day Chalamot is called Machos HaShabbos. Some say that's the reason why we call the Shabbos before Pesach Shabbos Agadol. Because the Gemara, there are 24 prokim in Masechet Shabbos. One parak starts off Klal Gadol. So the Gemara says Klal Gadol, v'chalal dika Klal Katan. If he says Zaha Klal, this is the rule. He says Klal Gadol, sounds like this is a Klal Gadol, and then there's a Klal Katan. So here also, we call the Shabbos before Pesach Shabbos HaGadol, that we should know that there's another Shabbos that's a Shabbos HaKatan, which is the Shabbos HaKatan Yontif. Because we say Mimachas HaShabbos, we're going to count Sfira Zayma. Shabbos Bereishis, what we call Shabbos, the Gemara calls it Shabbos Bereishis, the weekly Shabbos, that's Mom Kudush, that has more Kedusha than Yontif. So we call the Shabbos before Pesach Shabbos HaGadol, implying that when Pesach comes, that'll also be a Shabbos, that'll be the Shabbos HaKatan, and that's the mashmois of the Pasuk, which you can't sphere Mimachas HaShabbos, the day after. So the Gemara has like this, that the word Shubh Shavuos Tispaloch, and the singular has the connotation of Sphira HaKluya Bebezin, and Svartem Lachem Shetei Sphir Loch Alech V'yechad. Fine. So now there's a comment both in the Sifra and in Sifrei, the exact same price, and it's the question how to read the Girsa. So the old Girsa read like this, Shubh Shavuos Tispaloch Bebezin, Sphira Saim is only a mitzvah on the Bezin. Minayin l'rabbis kol yachid v'yachid. How do you know not only the Bezin HaGadol is mechuyev, each individual is also mechuyev? Talmud Lomar, Svartem Lachem, Shetei Sfir Loch Alecha V'yechad. Why would one think that it's only Bezin? Why should you think that a mitzvah, the Tilas Lulav, is only a Bezin? Kiyah Sherf is only a Bezin. Why would you think that Sfir Sam is only a Bezin? So the Ravid has a pirush on the Torah's Kahanim, printed on the bottom of the page. So he explains why. Because Sfir Sam is for the purpose of being Kaveh Shavuos. That's what Igmar said in Chagiga. Mitzvah to be min yoimi, to be kaveh Shavuos as a holiday of one day. Mitzvah min shavui, to be kaveh Shavuos as a holiday of a whole week. L'mayin af kemina for tashlumin for the oil of Sriya. So the Sfira Sayim is for the purpose of being kaveh Shavuos. So one might have thought that that's the responsibility of Bezin HaGadol. Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibra HaShoda, the Rambam we learned in the first paragraph of the Ran, the Rambam's opinion is that kaveh Saluach, HaChodesh HaSalachem, goes on Moshe Rabbeinu, on the Bezin HaGadol, has the responsibility to be Kaveh the Luach. So part of Kaveh the Luach is Sfira Samit for the purpose of being Kaveh Shavuos. So one might have thought that the mitzvah is only on the Bez Nagov. So you need a pasuk Gesvar Tam Lachem Shetei Sfir Luchal Echad V'yeh. Fine. So the old girsa, both in the Sifra and the Sifrei, the old girsa was Shuvah Shos Tispalach B'Bezn U'minayin L'Rabbis Kol Yochel Yechad Tam Lachemar Gesvar Tam Lachem Shetei Sfir Luchal Echad. So it sounds from the old girsa, and there's a Cheskuni has beferish like this. The Cheskuni, I think, lived during the lifetime of Rashi. He refers to Rashi as if he's still alive, Shlita. And he has a Cheskuni is a commentary on Chumash. So he has, every so often, he has Kashis on Rashi, and he writes if Rashi is still alive. So the Cheskuni, in the beginning of Parshas Bahar, assumes that there was a Pasha like that, that there's a mitzvah on the Bez Nagod of the Kansvir Zaymer, and a separate mitzvah called Yachav Yachav to count spheres on. Two different mitzvahs. So he obviously had the old girsa in the Sifra and the Sifra. The Vilna Gaon changed the girsa. He crossed it out. And he says, no, it should be like this. Shavuz Tispalach. Yachal Bebez. And one might mistakenly think that the mitzvah of Sfera Simer is only on the Bez Nagorol. Tamalayim Esvartam Lachem Shetei Sfera Lachal Echad Yachad. That it's incorrect. There is no special mitzvah on the Bez Nagorol. But the old girsa that the Cheskuni had was that it's not so. There's a mitzvah miyuchad on the Bez Nagol, Shavuz Tispalach, the Bezn, and then there's another mitzvah, Svartem Lechem. So Rav Soloveitchik thought, maybe that's the pshat in this Gemara, on Daf Samach Vav. Amei mamani yom yavlai mani shavuei. He only counted the days, he didn't count the weeks. Why? Because the pasuk that says, Shavuz Tispalach, the Bezdin, that says counting the weeks. The pasuk that says lachem says you have to count the days. So, if you all like the old girsa that the Cheskuni had, according to the old girsa in the Sifra and the Sifrei, so the mitzvah to count the weeks is only on the Bez Nagol, and the mitzvah to count the days is all called yochid v'yochid. So you're going to say bizman hazeh, sfir sime bizman hazeh is the rabbanon zecher l'migdosh. So it makes sense we should make a zecher to the mitzvah that called yochid v'yochid used to have bizman migdosh. There was the Svartem Lachem, Chamishim Yom, Kol Yochad V'Yochad counted the days. But Bizman Shabbos Mikdash Ha'ikam, Kol Yochad V'Yochad didn't count the week. So why should we do today what we never did Bizman Abayis? It's Zecha L'Migdash. It only makes sense to make a Zecha L'Migdash for the Chavis Ha'Yochad, for the Chavis Bez Nagorol. We never did that. So it doesn't make sense. There's a different twist in the Gemara. Interesting. That the purpose of counting the weeks is to be Kovei Shavuos as all Yontav of a week. So Kviyas Aluach, that's only Bez Nagol. Counting the days, that's not for the purpose of Kviyas Yantav. That's counting the Shavuot. How many days is it since Pesach? Since Minchas Omer? And the counting the weeks, that's with an eye towards the future for the purpose of being Kaveh Shavuos. Rav Soloveitchik said, why do we call it Shavuos? Why don't we call it Chag HaMishim like the Christians call it Pentecost, the holiday, the 50th day? He said, because they're wrong. Because the thing that's Kaveh Shavuos is not the Sfiras HaYomim, it's the Sfiras HaShavuos. That's why the Torah calls it Chag HaShavuos, because the Bez Nagorol counts the weeks, going to that old Girsa. Shuv Shavuos Tispalach, Loch means Bezn. It's not Yochel, but Bezn. Tamalam Alachem, that it's not so. No. Shuv Shavuos Tispalach, but Bezn. Bezn has a mitzvah to count the weeks to be Kaveh the Yontav of Shavuos. They're counting with an eye towards the future. And the Svartem Lachem, Sfir Luchalech Yechel Chamishim Yom, that's a sphere of the Shavuot. We're counting how many days it is since Pesach. So the two different spheres. So Bizman Hazeh Meimer says Sfir Sam is only the Rabbanon, Zecher L'Migdosh. So it only makes sense to make a Zecher to that part of the mitzvah that we used to do. Bizman Shabbos HaMikdosh. What are we going to make a Zecher to the Bez Nagol? You look in the Rambam though, you get the impression that the Yomim and the Shavuos, everything is their Isa. Everything is their Isa, Bizman Hazeh. So the question, if you have this old girsa, maybe the Rama didn't have this old girsa in the Sifrei and the Sifra. But if you have the old girsa, that the sphere of the weeks is only on the Bez Nagorol. So Bizman Hazeh, what should I have to say? How can that be their Isa to count the weeks? It's only on the Bez Nagorol. So Rav Soloveitchik thought, how do you have Rosh Chodesh in Bizman Hazeh? How do you have Yomim Tovim in Bizman Hazeh? The Rama raises the question in the Sefer Mitzvos. It says in Kufton Gimel, when we learned the first parak of that Ibrah Shonek, Yiddish HaChodesh, we discussed a little bit that Rambam. The Rambam holds that Kviyas HaLuach depends on the Bez Nagorol. So how does it work, Bizman Hazeh? So Rav Soloveitchik thought, the Rambam a little unclear. In the Sefer HaMitzvahs, in the Mishneh Torah, he has part of the story, it's a little vague. So he thought that Pshat was, when you have a Bez Nagadol, then they take care of it. They do Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibra Hashanah. But there's no Bez Nagadol. Bez Nagadol does it not as the Supreme Court. The Bez Nagadol does it as representing Klal Yisrael. That was its Kiddush, that there are two parshias of Bez Nagadol. One is in Parshas Shoftim, that the Kamta Ve'alisa, Ki Polim Chodov Al Mishpat Ve'idam Ve'adam, and then the Kamta Ve'alisa Al-Abak, and go to the Bez Nagadol. They have the final authority to Paskan and Ishat. Then there's another parsha. The parsha is Bahaloish Esfel Yishivim Shoshaydai Pihem Ziknehom V'Shoitrov, that the Shivim Zkenim are supposed to be the representatives of Klal Yisrael. They represent Das HaKohol. So let's say Rambam writes Kibush Rabim, to be Mekadosh Eretz Yisrael, you need Kibush, has to be Kibush Rabim. So the Rambam writes in one place Kibush Eretz Yisrael has to be Al Pi Bez Nagadol. The other place the Rambam writes has to be Midas Rabbi Yisrael. So how come one place, one in Hilchas Trumas and one in Hilchas Sanhedrin? How come in one he writes Midas Rabbi Yisrael, the other one he writes Bez Nagadol? So he thought it's the same thing. Bez Nagadol represents Klal Yisrael. So here in Ibra Hashanah, Kiddush HaChodesh, the Bez Nagadol has to do the Kiddush HaChodesh Ibra Hashanah, the Kviyas HaLuach, as representing Klal Yisrael, not as the Supreme Court, but such a Shver, a Shailat Tepaskin. It's not a Shailat Tepaskin. They have to be Kover. Klal Yisrael has to be Kover. So that's why we say Mekadosh Yisrael v'Hazman, Mekadosh Yisrael v'Rosh HaChadoshim. The Gemara explains in Brochas, what does that mean? Mekadosh Yisrael, the Mekadshil Hazman, Mekadosh Yisrael, the Mekadshil Rosh HaChadoshim. So what do you mean Klal Yisrael is Mekadosh the Rosh HaChadoshim? Bez Nagadol is Mekadosh. We should say Baruch HaToshem, Mekadosh Bez Nagadol v'Hazman. Why do you say Mekadosh Yisrael v'Hazman? Rav Soloveitchik explained, no, the Bez Nagadol is in charge of Kviyas HaLuach as representing Klal Yisrael. So when the Bez Nagadol disappears, so the obligation to take care of the Kviyas HaLuach shifts back again to the Klal Yisrael. The Bez Nagadol only did it as representing Klal Yisrael. There is such a mashmois in the Rambam. Not explicit in the Rambam, but there is such a mashmois in the Rambam. That is, the Bez Nagadol is representing Klal Yisrael. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik said, even if one should accept the old Girsa and the Sifra and the Sifrei, that the counting of the weeks is really a mitzvah on the Bez Nagadol, and the Klal Yisrael never had it, so how come as bad as everything is deraisa, and mitzvah the mem the other mitzvah the shavuot? It's a mitzvah in our third to count both the days and the weeks. How can that be? So the answer is the responsibility of the Bez Nagadol goes back to Klal Yisrael. Bez Nagadol does Kviyas Aluach, Kiddush HaChodesh, Ibra Hashanah, and Tzvir Soimah to be Kaveh Shavuos. Bez Nagadol does it as representing Klal Yisrael. So the Bez Nagadol collapses, so the obligation goes back to Klal Yisrael. So we have an obligation in our Torah. That's what it sounds when they're on. We have an obligation in our Torah to count both the Yomim and the Shavuos Bizman Hazeh. That was a Kiddush. The old Girsa, this is right, that the Kiddush was that the Cheskuni Beferish had the old Girsa. Not the way they normally go and touch the figures.
As far as Kiddush HaKodesh is concerned, we hold that the women have to be
Kiddush HaKodesh. Whether the women say Kiddush Levani? Yeah, the Gemara says Beferish in Sanhedrin. The Gemara in the Gemara Din has the text for the Kiddush Levana. The Gemara at first says, Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekadosh Chadoshim. So the Gemara says, such a short, easy bracha. Our wives know how to say that bracha. Nashi Didan, they all say that bracha. Whereas, no, it's a long, drawn-out, complicated bracha. Nashi Ben Mamar, Baruch Chachma, Ruch Pim calls them a long nusach. So the Gemara says that the women do say Kiddush Levana. How can the Magen Aram say that the women don't say Kiddush Levana? So on the bottom of the page, when they have this Magen Aram, Hilchas Kiddush Levana, by Hilchas Rosh Chodesh, right before Hilchas Pesach. So on the bottom of the page, they have from Abshleim Kluger. So have a whole shtickle Torah. If it would have been a short nusach, Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadosh Chadoshim, then the women would have been mechuyev to say. Now that it's a long bracha, so therefore the women are potter. Why is it totally said? Is that? So he has a whole pshetl. So some have the meaning that the women bedavka do not say because of that Magen Avraham. It says mangrama, and the women shouldn't volunteer because they only volunteer to shake a lulav and to say a bracha in conjunction with a lulav. But they don't. It's not right to volunteer to say a bracha. And the others say no. The Gemara said the Pharisee that the women said the bracha. Nashididan also said the bracha.
Nashididan means what? All women or the women of that place, that town?
Our wives in that city where the Amora lives. Says all of our wives know how to say that. They all say that bracha. So it sounds like the women did say Kiddush Levana.
It sounds like a minute, no?
Could be.
Maybe they said the small bracha. Maybe they didn't say the big one. The whole thing.
That's what the Gemara said. The women said the short nusach. Yeah. So if they say the long nusach, then they don't say anything. You don't even say the short one. Okay. So they should at least say the short one. Something. But the Gemara would appear the women should say. But you say only the women volunteered it. Sounds like the women volunteered. They're not really mechui. Okay. That's a question. How do we read the Gemara? Yeah, here the Ran on the last page in on the Rif in Sochem, the Rif quotes the last 40 lines, 50 lines, is about Sfiris Haima. So the Ran quotes the Tosfos on that daf in Menachos Samach Vav Daf. Tosfos says that since Sfiris Haima is man is only the Rabbanon, the Sveka the Rabbanon Lekula Bein Hashmashes is Safik Yigam Safik Laila, so you would be allowed to count Sfiris Haima during Bein Hashmashes. There's no need to wait for Tosfos Berchavim. You can count Sfiris Haima during Bein Hashmashes because Sveka the Rabbanon Lekula. So the Ran is bothered with Akasha. The Gemara has in the beginning of Maseches Beitzo that if you have a Beitzo Shanol the Beyontif, it's only an Issa the Rabbanon, whatever the reason for the Issa is, it's only the Rabbanon. What if you have a Sufik Beitzo Shanol the Beyontif? So the Gemara says you go to Chumah. Why do you go to Chumah? The prohibition of Beitzo Shanol the Beyontif is only the Rabbanon. So why don't you have the right to say Sufik the Rabbanon Lekula? So the Gemara says, because it's a double sheish lamatirin. You have no right to be mekal on a din de rabbanon if you can avoid the whole thing. Wait, atcha, techlana b'isa, techlana b'ata. Why should you decide to eat the egg on yontif and you're not sure whether it's nol de b'yontif or not? If it's nol de b'yontif, then you're doing an isa. You're going to be mekal. You have so much other food for yontif, so save the egg till after yontif is over. And there won't be any problems at all. So you see, whenever you have a suffering de rabbanon by double sheish lamatirin, you're not supposed to go the kuli, go the chumrah. So what did Tosfos say over here? It's permissible lechatchila to count Sfiris Haima during Bein Hashmashes. Wait another 20 minutes and you count. You have to say Sakach Haver. What's the rush to say Sveika the Rabbanon the kuli? If you have some food and you're masupik, if it's treif the Rabbanon, if it's treif, you have to throw it out. You have to give it to the goyish maid. So then you have a right to say Sveika the Rabbanon the kuli. Instead of throwing it out or giving it away to Nachri, so you keep and you eat it, Sveika the Rabbanon the kuli. What's the big rush over here? Instead of counting Sfiris Haima early, you wait 20 minutes and count Sfiris Haima before you go to sleep later on at night.
Is there a question too? It's Sufik Brachas of Chumrah. So you're making a bracha in Bein Hashmashes, which might not be the right time.
Yeah. You always say Sufik Brachas Lahakel, so how come here you make it, right? Also, good to Kasha. Good to Kasha, yeah. So the truth of the matter, when you look in the Tosfos, Tosfos explains why. Tosfos says, this man hamigdash that Sfiris Haima was their ice and the din is that Sveika their ice aluchumer and you can't fulfill the mitzvah during Bein Hashmashes because Safi Yam Safik Laila. So you have no choice. You can't begin to count Sfir to lift the Tzeisat Kochavim. But Bisman Hazeh, since Sfiris Haima is only the Rabbanon, and if you would count Bidiyevit, if you would count Bein Hashmashes, we would be makel to say you were Yotzei because Safik the Rabbanon the Kula. So we recommend lechatchila is preferable to count as early as possible because it's the din of tmimos. Shiva Shabbos says tmimos. What does it mean tmimos? So we're used to the Bahag. The Bahag says you have to count all the 49. If you missed one day, you're lacking tmimos. But that doesn't say in the Gemara. Tosfos and all the Rishonim say tamua. The Bahag invented a new thing, and in the Shulchan Aruch they have also they have in the Masas Binyamin has to be tmimos that you shouldn't make Tosefes Shavuos. You shouldn't daven on Leil Shavuos too early, or you shouldn't say Kiddush at home on Leil Shavuos too early, whatever the different versions of what the minig is. Why? Because you have to have all the 49 days should be Tmimas, and only after the 49 full days are up, then Shavuos begins, and you can't bring in Shavuos earlier because of the lack of Tmimas. So the Masas Binyamin with the daven, not davening and not saying Kiddush early on Leil Shavuos, with this Bahag, they're learning a pshat tmimus means the 49 days should be b'tmimus. But that's not what it says in the Gemara. The Gemara says, when do you count? Miyom haviyachem is on matnufa. When is that? Yom haviyachem is bayom? Shibisha, there's a contradiction between the two psukim and the two versions of Sfiris Haima. In Emor, how does it say? Usfatim lechem racha, miyom haviyachem is on matnufa. Hakrovas minchas haimer is bayon, biyom tezayin. And then in Re'eh it says, Shivishivas tizbalach mehochel chermish bakoma. By the time that you start to harvest the tvua, the ktsiras haimer is leil tezayin. And Hakrava Zaymer is Yom Tazayin Bayom. You can't be Makra the Mincha Balayla. So it's a steer between the two psukim. When do you start counting Sfiras Avodah? You count Leil Tazayin or Yom Tazayin. So the Gemara says, it must be that it's Leil Tazayin because it says Tmimus. Tmimus means you should have as much of the day included in the sphere as possible. So if you're going to count in the daytime, say you missed 12 hours of the day, let's say 12 hours at night, 12 hours in a day. It's not exactly 12 hours, not, let's say approximately. So if you're going to count in the daytime, Sefiras Yom in the morning, so you missed the whole first 12 hours, the whole first 15 hours. You didn't count. So the Gemara understands Tamimus, the sphere each day should include as much of the day as possible. The sphere should include a whole day, bitmimusa, the entire day. So Tosis says, so the sphere should be as early as possible. You shouldn't wait till the 10 o'clock minyan to daven ma'ariv and then sell sphere after the 10 o'clock minyan. Want to daven 10 o'clock, okay, but you should count sphere right after Tzeisa Kochavim. In order to have Tamimus, you should have as much of the day included as possible. So Bezmansha, Beis HaMikdash, HaYakayam, and Sveika, Deraisa L'chumre, and you can't count on Erev the day before. You have to count Balayla. So you have no choice. You have to wait till left. But Bezman HaZeh, that Sfiras Yom is only the Rabbanan. And B'dievid, if you'll count during Bein HaShemoshes, it'll be acceptable. You'll be Yotzei. So we recommend L'chatchila, you should count Bein HaShemoshes to have the entire unit of 24 hours included in the sphere. So the Ran's kasha, the Ran has the kasha, but you can easily avoid relying on Sveika Darabon Lekula. It says, just be like Dov Shesh Matirin, that you have no right to be make a line of Darabon. No, Taisa says here, it's a Mahadrin. It's a Hidut to count. Bizman HaMikdash, you can't. So if you'll have to count over if you can't Bein HaShemoshes. You have no choice. You have to count after Taisa Kucham. But Bizman has said that it's only Darabon. So you stand to gain a lot. If you're going to be machmen, you're going to be losing. You won't have the full 24 hours. You stand to gain a lot. It'll be the mitzvah bishlei musa. You'll have really have tmimus. That's the shita sataisus over here.
Yeah.
This man that Sefiras Yom was their raisa, they couldn't count Beit HaShemoshes. So there was a lack of tmimus. You could never get the full 24 hours included in the sphere. Whatever you count, so Mikan al Haba is included in the sphere. Whatever time elapsed before you count it is not included in the sphere. Sphere is only chal on what comes Mikan al Haba. Yeah. That's what Taisus understood. You should count as early as possible. You look in the Rambam never said you should count as early as possible at night. Could be the Ran. What can he do already? He has so much other food. He doesn't need the Beit Shinod. There's a ton of other food to eat. So since he doesn't need it, so he say, don't rely. It's unnecessary. Sveika Rabban Lekul is an emergency rule. There's no emergency. So why should you say Sveika Rabban Lekul? If the alternative is, you're going to throw it out. Here the alternative is, you'll eat the egg, amatsoyant. But over here, if you wait till Tzeisakom, you lose out. You'll be lacking Tamima. So you should say, Sveika Darabon Lekula, to count in Bein HaShemoshes, so that the sphere should be more Bishleimus. So you look in the Rambam never says this. The Mechaber writes, on Friday night you come home from shul, imayer to say Kiddush Miyad. You should be saying Kiddush right away. So Kiddush is not just the declaration that today is a holy day. Rabban HaChumash writes that on Parshas Yisro, on Zohar, Sam Shabbos Lakacho, Zohreu, to recite Kiddush, Zohar means La'azkir, to recite Kiddush, Rabban says, reciting Kiddush in a certain sense is similar to Kiddush Nasa Yoido, that the Bezdin declares, V'kiddash Mishnasa HaMishim Shona, the Bezdin declares that this year is Mekudush Mekudush Shnasa Yoido. But the same when we recite Kiddush, we are not just making a declaration, today is a holy day, we are endowing the day with Kedusha, as is Kodesh Me'elov anyway. It's like a Bchor Mitzvah L'Hakdishoi. When a Bchor Behemot Torah is born, so it's Kodesh Me'rechem, when it's born, it's Kodesh by itself. But there's a mitzvah on the part of the farmer, he should be Moisiv Kedusha Kedusha. He says, I hereby endow the animal with Kedusha's Bchor. It's going to be Kodesh anyway, but he's Moisiv Kedusha. Not just that he's making a declaration that it is Kodesh, because the Gemara says that a Bchor is considered a Dovah HaNodar because of Mitzvah L'Hakdishoi. Dovah HaNodar means if you make Hatfasa, let's say a person took a neder, he's not going to eat the potato chips. The doctor said he has to go on a diet, he has to lose weight. So he takes a neder, potato chips are also bachila. And the doctor said, that's not enough. You have to cut out cookies. So he said, the cookies should be like the potato chips. Then he says, you have to cut out popcorn. So the popcorn should be like the cookies. So that's called hatvasa b'dover ha-nodur. But if he's going to say the potato chips should be like chazer, that's called hatvasa b'dover ha-osur, so that's not a valid hatvasa. That's not chal. So the Gemara says, a pchor is kodesh me'elam. So that's a dover ha-osur. That's not a dover ha-nodur. So the Gemara says, but since one time it says, a pchor mitzvah la-hagdishai, it's a mitzvah on the farmer to declare that the pchor is kodesh, b'kdushas pchor, even though it's kodesh me'elam, so that makes it into a dover ha-nodur. Kedushas pchor is a dover ha-nodur because it's a mitzvah la-hagdishai. So you see from the Gemara, that's what Moshe Soloveitchik pointed out. You see from that Gemara and Nazir, Gemara and the Dharma, Gemara and Nazir, that mitzvah lakdisha doesn't only mean to declare that it is Kodesh, to endow it with Kedusha. You are being Maisel Kedusha on Kedusha Asai. So the same is true with Kiddush on Shabbos, that's how the Ramban writes, and Chumash, and Zochas Hamash Chavisul Kach, and Parshas Yisroel. When you recite Kiddush, you're not just declaring today is a holy day, you're endowing the day with Kedusha. It's going to have Kedusha anyway, even if you won't be magdishit, but it's a mitzvah lahagdisha, you should make it into Kodesh. So the Shulchan Aruch writes in Hilchas Kiddush, Friday night you come home, he says you should hasten quickly to say Kiddush the first thing possible. You look in the Rambam, he never says like that. So the Rambam seems to hold, it's preferable to say Kiddush balayla. If you didn't say Kiddush, the long Kiddush Friday night, sometimes it happens, a neighbor of mine who lives on my floor, so the mother was deathly sick and she had to go to the hospital on Friday afternoon, and the daughter was there the whole time. The daughter didn't eat anything. So then she had to make Kiddush, and her husband wasn't thinking, and she didn't say Kiddush till it was Mamash HaLashudas time. It was already Ben HaShemashas of Matzoy Shabbos. And then she realized she forgot to say Kiddush. So the din is like, that's a question. Do you say Kiddush if it's Ben HaShemashas time for Havdalah already? So they say Kiddush, that was a shame. But let's say the person for some reason or not didn't say Kiddush on Friday night. So the Gemara says you say Kiddush in the daytime. So so why do you have to lechatchila say Kiddush at night? You want to have as much your reciting of the Kiddush is endowing the day with Kedusha. So you want to endow not only the daytime part of the day with Kedusha Shabbos, you want to endow the nighttime also with Kedusha. The Mechaber writes, Yimaher lekaddish miyad. You should recite Kiddush as early as possible. That sounds like this Tosfos, that the Sfiras HaOmer is only going to be chal on the rest of the day after you count Sfiras, so you should count Pein HaShemashas, you should have Tmimas, have as much of the day included in the Sfira as possible. So when you are Mekadosh Shabbos, you should have as much of the day as possible included in your act of Kiddush HaShabbos. And you look in the Rambam, he doesn't seem to agree, not by Kiddush on Shabbos and not by Sfiras HaOmer. The Rambam seems to hold Shabbos has two units, Yom Balayla. So if you make Kiddush by Yom, you won't be Mekadosh Delayla. That's not right. Say Kiddush Balayla, but it doesn't have to be the first thing. You don't have to include all 24 hours. If you Mekadosh Leil Shabbos, if you recite the Kiddush any time on Leil Shabbos, whole Leil Shabbos is considered one unit. So if you say the Kiddush at 12 o'clock at night, you are Mekadosh Delayla, and your declaration is Chal on the Yom as well. You don't gain by reciting Kiddush earlier as opposed to later. And the same thing by Sfira Sarma. The Rambam never says you should hasten to count Sfira as early as possible in the night. The night is considered one unit. So as long as you count Sfira, 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, whenever you count Sfira, the Sfira is chal on the whole night, even the part of the night that already elapsed before you counted Sfira. Night is considered one entity, it's one unit. So you counted, your Sfira was chal on the night, and it'll be chal on the day. If you wait till the daytime, then the Sfira will only be chal on the day, won't be chal on the night, because the night and the day are two different units.
Is it after Kiddush, or even Tosefet Mechol al HaKodesh? After saying Kiddush is what does it, or if I say Kiddush in the evening, if I'm not in Shabbat early, am I Yotze then also?
You are Yotze. The Gemara says you Yotze Kiddush B'dvarim, you Yotze B'tfila. But the Chacham made a takana that HaMekadosh B'tfila Tzoch LeKadosh Al HaKos. So they want us to be Mekadosh Shabbos, but both. Both Kiddush.
Wouldn't that be
Yeah, but they wanted us to do it also Al HaKos. The Pashta says we assume the Shulchan Aruch that Kiddush Alakos is only the Rabbanim. The Natarot's enough Kiddush B'dvarim, so that by Yotze with the Kiddush B'tfilo. But the Chacham Meret Hakana, we should say the Kiddush Alakos also for the purpose of being Kaddish the Shabbos.
Well, then wouldn't, when the Rambam says that you can be the Kaddish Mivol Yom, the Rambam does say you can, it's sort of like Yimei Meir the Kaddish, because I'm going to make the Kiddush Mivol Yom. That's as if I'm Yimei Meir doing the Kiddush of Alayla as early as possible.
Well, the Rambam holds you can say Kiddush Bayom without Tosefet Shabbos, even though you're not the Kabbal Tosefet Shabbos. Tosefet does not assume like that. Tosefet says that to recite Kiddush Leil Shabbos, you have to first be Mekabel Tosefet Shabbos, then you can recite Kiddush. But if you're going to say Kiddush Erev Shabbos without being Mekabel Tosefet Shabbos, then the Kiddush has no room. It doesn't make sense. The Rambam thinks not so. The Rambam says you have to declare that the day of Shabbos has Kiddush, Samach L'Knisas HaShabbos and Samach L'Yitzias HaShabbos. So just like if you say Havdalah Samach L'Yitzias HaShabbos, you can say Havdalah late on Shabbos afternoon. It doesn't become Chol, it's still Shabbos. So the Kiddush can be recited Samach L'Knisas HaShabbos, even though it's still Chol, even though it's not yet Shabbos. The Rambam has a different opinion.
But isn't that Mikdash about as early as possible also?
According to the Rambam, I don't think so. How is he? He's not the Kabbal Tosefet Shabbos. Rambam holds not Tosefet Shabbos. Rambam holds only Tosefet Yom Kippur. He never quotes it. Nachrayim, they have three different shittas. The Stechemit quotes a lot about this. So some are of the opinion the Rambam holds you're only obligated to be the Kabbal Tosefet on Yom Kippur, but any other Shabbos and Yom Tov, you're not mechuyev to be the Kabbal, but if you're on the Kabbal Tosefet, it's Chal Menatov. Others say no, they don't think the Rama holds Chal Menator, they think he probably holds that it's Chal Medirabbanan. And others say no, the Rama thinks it's not Chal Menator, it's not Chal Medirabbanan, there's no din of Tosefes ki uzeh. The only din of Tosefes on Yom Kippur. The Rama never quotes a din of Tosefes at all. And nonetheless, he quotes the Gemara. He can recite Kiddush Mibod Yom, an hour before the sun sets on Friday afternoon, even though according to the Rama, there is no Tosefes. Not Menator, not Medirabbanan. So he probably thinks that the reciting of Kiddush is not Mekadosh the Yom. He doesn't agree with that Ramban HaChumash, that the role and the purpose of the Kiddush is to be Mekadosh the day. The Rambam thinks there's no Tosefet. How can you say Kiddush an hour before the Shkia? If it's not Shabbos, it's not Mekadosh Shabbos. It's just a declaration, L'hav the Mekadosh L'chol. So B'knisos B'tziyosoy, you should demarcate today. Today is Chol and tomorrow is Shabbos, and today was Shabbos and tomorrow is Chol. And the Ramban Chumash has this Kiddush, no? That the reciting of the Kiddush is Mekadosh to Shabbos. So then you understand the Shulchan Aruch. You should be Maher, you should hasten to recite the Kiddush as early as possible, in order that you're declaring the day as Kodesh, you're being Mekadosh to Shabbos, should be Chal on as much of the 24 hours of Shabbos as possible.
You said that Tosfos holds to the word of Tmimos, but not the word of Bahag, the Bahag of Tmimos?
Baal came up with a new Tmimos that doesn't say anywhere in the Gemara. That's what Tosfos says Tamu. He says Tmimos means all the 49 days should be Mishlei Musum. So if you miss the Sphere on one day, you can't continue to count because you lack Tmimos. Tosfos says there is no such din in the Gemara. Tmimos in the Gemara means each day the Sphere should be on as much of the day as possible. If you'll only count in the daytime and not count at night, so the Sphere will not be B'Tmimusum. You'll only be including half of the day in the Sphere. So you have to count at night, and Tosfos claims as early as possible at night, so as much of the 24-hour period of that day is included in the Sphere as possible. That's what Tosfos says to me, must mean. Yeah. Gemara in the end of the first paragraph of Masechet Brachos has the suffix, a person has a cup of beer, and he says, Bar Pi Agofen. So he's not Yotze even for the other. What if he says, Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, intending, he thought that it's wine. And he intended to end off Bar Pi Agofen. Then he notices, whatever, someone brings to his attention, this is not wine, this is beer. So when he said Hashem Elokeinu, when he said the Shem HaMalchus, he was planning to conclude the Broche, Bar Pi Agofen. If he would have finished off like that, he wouldn't be Yotze, not Yotze Bar Pi Agofen on beer. Then he corrects himself and he says, Shakon Yebedvar. So the Gemara has an Ebayit Leib Shita, whether he eats or not. Does the Kavanas Agabar B'Shal Shem HaMalchus, is that Kaveh L'Shem HaBrochas, that you're not Yotze? because he said a bracha of bar pi agafen on bihira. They say no, the text of the bracha is kavei itself. He said shakal nivadvara. What do I care what he had in mind? He thought he was going to say. The bottom line, he said shakal nivadvara. Says it's a safik in the gemara, and Tosis says safik brachas lahotkel. So b'di'eved yiyotze. So in the Shulchan Aruch they quote from the Rav Yoch that if the person recites the bracha shekdusham salsanu al sfiras ha'omer, and he thought tonight is the 15th and it's really the 16th, so since sfiras ha'omer bizman hazeh is only the Rabbanon, so yoytze. But bizman ha'migdash, when sfiras ha'omer is the raisa, then you have the gemara zibay d'loy pshita. The gemara had any bay levshita. He intended to end off bar pi agafen. If he would have ended off bar pi agafen, wouldn't be yoytze. Here he intended to say 15. It's really 16. So his man is a whole sphere of samus only rabbanon. So it's like sofek brachas lachol yoytze. But his man amigdash has sphere of samus araisa. Then you wouldn't be yoytze. So the Brisker Rav is bothered with the kasha in the notes on Perek Rav Yishmol. I mean, obviously that's the kasha. What is he talking about? What was he talking about? The Nusach HaBrocha is the same. The first night, the 15th night, the 20th night. I'll see you Simon. It's the exact same Nusach HaBrocha. The question is, what day you're going to count? You're going to count 15 or 16. So what has it got to do with the Gemara? Gemara is talking when he says the Shema Malchus, he intended to conclude the Brocha incorrectly. Here the Brocha ends off the same way. The first night, the 15th night. It's exactly the same. Rabbevel is bothered with the Kashi, he doesn't understand. So Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, you look in the Bi'ur HaGro, he asks the same kasha, and he gives a teretz. He says, the Rav Yoz Lishitosai, that the Rav Yoz Nusach, the Mordechai quotes this, the Rav Yoz Nusach was, Asher Kedushanu B'mitzos V'tzivanu Al Sfer Asayim Sheh HaYom, you add a shin, Sheh HaYom Chamish HaSayim Sheim Shnei Shavuos V'yem Echad Ba'ame. Why do you say Sheh HaYom? The bracha is not completed till you finish. Sheh HaYom, then you say Amen. The bracha is not over when you say Al Sfer Sa'imer. We assume like that. Then you do the mitzvah Hayom Chamisha Sayom. But the Rav Yoh is of the opinion that the mitzvah of Sfer Sa'imer is fulfilled in the form of a bracha, like we have a mitzvah to recite Kiddush and mitzvah to recite Havdalah. So the mitzvah to recite Kiddush is fulfilled in the form of a bracha. We say a bracha of Kiddush. Mitzvah to recite Havdalah is also performed, it's observed in the form of a bracha. Here also, the opinion of the Rav Yoh is, you don't have a bichas mitzvah on Sfer HaSayim, then you count the next line as the mitzvah of Sfer HaSayim. No, the Sfer HaSayim is fulfilled, this mitzvah is observed in the form of a bracha, that's why you add on Sheh HaYom, Chamisha HaSayom. Sheheim Shnei Shavuos V'yem Echad Bo'im. So the bracha is going to end off differently. It's like, Bar Pi Agafen, he thought he's going to end up Bar Pi Agafen, and then he ends up Shahakol. And if he would have ended up Bar Pi Agafen on the cup of beer, he wouldn't be Yotze even B'dievin. So that's a suffering, that's an Ibayat Lev Sheet in Gemara. The whole Bar Pi Agafen, the whole Shahakol is only the Rabbanon. So there you say suffering Brachas Lahakol. But if Sfer Saim is the Raisa, then you have to go to Chumr. When he said the Shema Malchus, he thought he's going to end off, not end off Al Sfer Saim, he thought he's going to end up Shahayom Chamish Al Sayyom. He's supposed to end up Shayam Shisha Sayyam. That's what the Bi'ur HaGro for Emphas is the Kasha of Rav Elvala. That the Rav Yoh here is Lishitosai. That he holds that the Sfer HaSayim is fulfilled in the form of a bracha. It's a big Chiddush. There is a Chuvas HaRashbo that the Achrayim quote, the Prima Godin quotes, and the Chagyankiv, they started a whole literature on this. Usually we have a klal of Shemei Kaina. A person says Kiddush and everybody's Yotze. A person says Avdolah. A person in the days of the Gemara, they stayed in the yeshiva for Pesach and the Rosh Yeshiva recited the Haggadah and everybody was Yotze with Shemei Kaina. They didn't say the Haggadah themselves. They were all Yotze, so the one who recites the Haggadah has to be Mechuyah B'dover. Mishenu Mechuyah B'dover Eina Moitze Esarabit Dechei Vosom. So the Gemara says that Rabbi Yosef was a Sagi Noher. He was a blind person. And the Gemara says, there's a machlokes satara where the sumas chayv and mitzvahs are not. Even if you hold the sumas chayv and mitzvah, the Gemara says at least one opinion that sumas is not chayv lama haggadah, because to recite haggadah you have to say babuzeh. Babuzeh lamarti b'shar sheish matzamar menachum afanachi. You can see it, like it says b'neinu zeh sarer umareh and then shameh b'kaleinu. So the Gemara says if one of the parents is a suma, ein abein nasa ben sarer umareh, because they can't say b'neinu zeh. Zeh refers to something that you demonstrate. And you can see it. you can see it yourself, not just the one who's watching can see, the one who's speaking can also see. He says B'nei Zeh. So Babazel Amata B'shashesh Masmam Lach V'Nacha only applies if the one who's saying the Haggadah is able to see. So the Gemara says Suma Patam Elohim Haggadah. So they bother with the Kasha, how can Rav Sheshes and Rav Yosef recite the Haggadah to be Motzi all the Tamidei HaYeshiva? Tamidei HaYeshiva were not blind. So they're Mukhiv and Haggadah Min HaTorah, and Ravina and Rav Yosef and Rav Sheshes Basagi Nohar. So the maximum the Rami Mukhiv and the Rabbana, how would they Motzi? Acherim Dechevos and Mishenim Mukhiv Badabra and Motzi also Rabbim Dechevos. So the Gemara says, obviously, they're of the opinion that Sipa Yitzias Mitzrayim is bound that there's only the Rabbana. Why is it only the Rabbana? Because you have to say Baba Zeh. You have to have one of the Mitzvahs Alayla there. So the Gemara has Mora Bizman Zeh the Rabbana. What about Matzah Bizman Zeh? So that's a Machlokes Amoraim. So if you hold that Matzah Bizman Zeh is only the Rabbana, so there's no Korban Pesach at all. Mora Bizman Zeh is only the Rabbana. Matzah is only the Rabbana. So there's no Mitzvahs Alayla. So there's no Baba Zeh. So no one is b'chayiv in Haggadah and HaTorah. So the Summa is chayiv on the same level as everybody else. That's how the Gemara explains it. So you see from the Gemara that Shemei Kohen applies not only to Kiddush and Avdola, even applies to Sipri Tzias Mitzrayim. What about Shemei Kohen by Sfiras HaOmer? Shemei Kohen applies to Tekiah Shofar. But Tekiah blows the Shofar, everybody's Yotze, Shemei Kohen. By my listening, it's considered as if I blew the shofar. By my listening to Kiddush, it's considered as if I recited Kiddush. By my listening to Kriyas Parsha Zohar, Kriyas HaMegillah, it's considered as if I read the Megillah and Parsha Zohar mitoch haksav. Shemei HaKohen is considered as if I blew the shofar. Shemei HaKohen is considered as if I learned the Megillah, I learned Parsha Zohar mitoch haksav. So you say Shemei HaKohen and Tzipi Yetzias Mitzrayim as well. So the question is, do you say Shemei HaKohen on Sfiras HaOmer? Why? Because since it says, Usfaratem Lachem Shetesfir Luchalechet B'yechod, so the Rashbon HaTshuva quotes that there were those who were of the opinion that that Pasuk, that Rosh, Shetesfir Luchalechet B'yechod, Pasha Pshat, and that Rosh is, you shouldn't think that it's only a Bez Nagodol is in charge, like the Rabbi wrote on the Torah Sky. You shouldn't think that Bez Nagodol is in charge of Kviyas HaLuach, and counting Sfiras HaOmer for the purpose of being Kaveh Shavuos as a day, as a week, whatever it was, but that Gemara in Chagiga, so you shouldn't think only Bez Nagodol is Mukhiv, so we say no, Kol Yechad Yechad is Mukhiv. But it doesn't say one way or the other whether you say Shemei HaKohen or not. Why shouldn't you say Shemei HaKohen? Say Shemei HaKohen even at Tzipei Tzias Mitzrayim. Why shouldn't you say on Sfiras HaOmer? So some of the Rishonim said no, that's what the Mashmos of the Pasuk is. Shetei Sfir Lechalecha V'yechad, we don't allow Shemei HaKohen. Maybe Menator, Adrosha Menator, Shetei Sfir Lechalechle. We don't allow Shemei HaKohen by Sfir HaSayim. So now there's a Machlok in Sachreinim. What about on the Bracha? Hashem Kedushanim Tzatzvan al Sfir HaSayim. On the Bracha, also you don't say Shemei HaKohen. We usually assume that you do. Let's say a person forgot to count one day. So the Bach says it's useless. He shouldn't bother to continue to count because there's no more mitzvah. He lost Tmimus. We don't really, we're choshish for the Bach's opinion. So we would count without a bracha, but we say really the din is like this, you do have to continue to count. So if there's someone else counting with a bracha, so you stay next to him and you ask him, when you say the bracha, I'll Sfir HaSayim, have a mind to be mighty me, and then I'll be able to count the Sfir HaSayim. So we assume you do say Shemei HaKohen on the bracha of Sfir HaSayim. So the Chol Ganiv and the Prima Gadim, they quote some Achrayim and say, no, the bracha is an integral part of the Sfir according to the Rav Yoah, that you say Shehayim. So the Sfir HaSayim is fulfilled in the form of a bracha. It's not that you say a bracha, then you count Hayom Yamechad Ba'imer. The mitzvah of Sfir HaSayim is fulfilled in the form of a bracha. So if the Gzeres HaKosim tells you that you don't permit Shemei HaKohen on Sfir HaSayim, so you don't even permit it on the bracha. Because the bracha is the Sfir, not two different things. A bracha and the mitzvah of Sfir HaSayim. The mitzvah of Sfir HaSayim is fulfilled in the form of a bracha. Ah, Chiddush. Pashtus is we don't follow the Rav Yoh. And Pashtus is, like the Brisker Rav said, that Sif and Shulchan Aruch does make any sense. That Al Sfir HaSayim, the same bracha every night, what has got to do with the Gemara? He thought that it's Bar Piyagof, and it turns out that it's beer. Pashtus, the whole thing is not like the Rav Yoh. The Rav Yoh, the Shittasa, okay. Vilnagon said the Rav Yoh, the Shittasa said that it was Mancha, Bisa Migdash, Kayam, and Sfir HaSayim is the Raisa, and he counted Shema Malchus, he started saying the bracha thinking that it's going to end off, say, 15. It said 16. So the Rav Yoh, the Shitosa says that would, then you would have to count over again. But we don't pass like the whole Rav Yoh. We don't pass like the whole Rav Yoh. So to say that, you don't say Shema Koin on the bracha, because the whole thing is all based on this Rav Yoh, which we just don't follow. Pashtus says we don't follow it at all. Shetei svira l'chalechad v'yechad means that it's a chayvus ayochad, and not just a chayvus beznagadol, it's a chayvus kol yachad v'yachad. But it doesn't necessarily mean that you don't say shemei kaina. Why shouldn't you say shemei kaina? So that's already kula chiddush. The Rashi nutshuvikot. That's already chiddush number one. Those rishonim who understood pshat in the sifra. Pashup Shat in the Sifra doesn't mean that you don't say Shema Kaina. The Raivin said Pashup Shat was, you shouldn't mistakenly think that the mitzvah of Sfira Sarim is Kviyas Haluah, so it's only Mutalan the Bezna Gadol, like Kiddush HaChadosh Hibra Hashanah. No, it's a Chavis HaYochid. Not just a Chavis Bezna Gadol, but to say it's a Chavis HaYochid, and you don't allow Shema Kaina, that's a big Kiddush. And then to stay a further step, not only you don't allow Shema Kaina on the Sfira, you don't allow Shema Kaina on the Bracha either, because the Bracha is part of the Sfira. That we don't pass them like that. That's the Rav Yoh holds like that. We don't follow that opinion. Pashto says we don't follow that opinion.
Wouldn't it not matter either
way? One
person can't make the bracha, so you know, listen to the other
person
making the bracha for him, and you
can
say it's not
going to
work. He doesn't have any alternative.
You have everything to gain and nothing to lose. Right? Okay. They're discussing when the person, both people are able to say the bracha. So in the Shulchan Aruch it says in Hilchas Tzitzis, if you have 10 people putting on a talis at the same time, it's preferable that one should recite the bracha on behalf of all 10. Instead of each one saying his own bracha, it would be preferable that one should say. So we don't do that. Shulchan Aruch says we don't do that. Because everybody comes to shul at a different time. You don't have 10 people. You don't have 5 people putting on the talis exactly at the same time. So there's going to be a lot of wasted time over there. You're going to wait till the whole group gathers. It's too much wasted time. Every person says his own bracha. But by Kiddush Medusa like that, one person says the Kiddush and everybody's yotze, because B'roiv Ram Hadas Melcha, it's preferable. That's how the Bi'ur Agra writes, preferable. The Hasidim don't have that practice. Hasidim, they have 10 children, so the father says Kiddush and all the 10 sons say their own Kiddush. So the Rambam Gaon says they're doing wrong. They're preferable. They're all sitting and waiting for Kiddush. They let one person say the Kiddush. B'roiv Ram Hadas Melcha, preferable one person should say. And everybody's yotze. By Havdalah, they don't have every person say his own Havdalah. So why do they have on Kiddush? Everybody say his own Kiddush. You want a drink? So drink. Take a sip of wine. There is an opinion. Whoever doesn't drink the wine by Kiddush is not yotze the Kiddush. We don't hold like that. There's this Moshe Yehuda Blau that I mentioned before, who published one paragraph in the Maram Chalav's son, the Ksaviyad that he found. So he published other Kisviyad. So he published the Sefer HaMichtam on Arvi Pesachim. The Sefer HaMichtam is a Rishon that was around. I think the Bezeis quotes it once in a long while. He quotes all these unusual shittas. So he quotes from his father, I think, that Kiddush on Friday night, the Yontov night, whoever doesn't drink the wine is not Yotze. Any other time, let's say, Birchas Erisin, any other Havdalah Alakos, as long as one person drinks the wine, everybody's Yotze. So the Feirish Gemara like that. But Kiddush is for the purpose, ain't Kiddush Ela B'Makom Suda. The Kiddush is for the purpose of being Kaveh Lesuda, Shem Suda Shabbos. So the Michtam quotes, I think, from his father, Asvara, that whoever doesn't drink the wine is not Yotze. So we really don't hold like that. On Shabbos morning, on Yom Tov morning, when you don't even say any text in the Kiddush, you just say Bar Pi Agaf, and we have a meaning, you say some psukim. But that's only Minhogim. Mikra Din is Kiddush Rabbi, you just said the Bar Pi Agaf. So Bar Pi Agaf maybe doesn't relate to anybody else. If they're not drinking wine, it doesn't even relate to them. So on Shabbos morning, in Shulchan Aruch, we pass can again, not so. One person says Bar Pi Agaf, and he drinks, everyone's Yotze. But there's more reason to argue the point than to say that whoever does drink the wine on Shabbos morning is not Yotze. That's what the Netziv and the Aruch HaShulchan, who were brothers-in-law, the Aruch HaShulchan married the sister of the Netziv. And then the Aruch HaShulchan's daughter, Zivik Sheni, married the Netziv. Zivik Sheni. She ran away from her first husband. The Aruch HaShulchan's daughter was married to a Chassidish guy, and she ran away from him. She decided he doesn't know how to learn. She didn't want to marry to. She didn't want to be married to an Amoritz. So she, it was against the law to run away from your husband. So the police were looking for her. She was hiding in the forest. Police were looking for her, and she was hiding until the police went away, and then she went back to her parents' home. So the parents said, "Who's going to marry you? Meshugana, who's going to marry your Grusha?" At that time, so she said she'd rather remain, her husband's not going to give you a get. She said she'd rather remain in Aguna than live with an Amoritz. He's an Amoritz. So the husband gave her a get, and then when the Nitziv's first wife passed away, the Nitziv was her uncle. It was her mother's brother. So the Nitziv's first wife passed away. So the Meshulah from the Yeshiva came, from Balazs and Yeshiva. He said he has to raise money, and they're looking for Shidduch for the Nitziv. So she said, he knows how to learn. She'll marry him. He said, Tam Chochm. He was significantly older than her. So he said, 20, 30 years older than his second wife. So she married him. And she used to, she's the one who used to run the Yeshiva when the Nitziv was an old man. Because his apartment used to be adjacent to the yeshiva. So he could look in from his window, he could look into the yeshiva. So his wife, his second wife, used to run the yeshiva. So he writes about that. Yeah. The Torah Tmimah, in his autobiography, writes all about it. Meir Bar Ilan wrote a whole biography of his father, Rabban Shal Yisrael. He wrote about the Nitziv. Meir Bar Ilan was the son of the Nitziv and the second wife. Rav Chaim Olim was the son of the Nitziv and the first wife. There's a big difference in age between them. 30, 40 years in between them. Anyway, so they both came up with the same Chiddush, Doruch HaShulchan, with the Nitziv, who were brothers-in-law, and then they became son-in-law. The Nitziv married the daughter of Doruch HaShulchan, Zivik Sheni. So they both came up, they both wrote a commentary on the Shilchus. How did that occur to both of them? That was Ruach HaZman, to write a commentary on the Shilchus. Like a few years later, Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky and from the seminar, Shaul Lieberman, they both came up with the same idea to write a commentary on the Tosefta. They both came up with the same idea. So that was, so they both came up, both the Aruch HaShulchan and the Tzid, they both came up with the same comment, that the Shilchus seems to hold that whoever doesn't drink the wine Shabbos morning is not Yotze the Kiddush. In Shulchan Aruch, we don't pass like that, but it's room to be machmer, more room to be machmer Shabbos morning than to be machmer on Friday night. Yeah, in Shulchan Aruch, they have the meaning that one observes Miktsas Aveilus during Sfira. What is it all about? So the Pashtus is that the Gemara says that Mesa Talmidei Rabbi Akiva, Pesach La'Teres, Man Yevama says, Rabbi Akiva is commenting on the pasuk in Kohelet. The farmer should plant in the morning, he should plant in the afternoon also. You don't know what's going to grow well. The stuff that you plant in the morning and stuff that you planted in the afternoon. So Poshim Shad goes on the farmer planting. So the Gemara says it goes on having children also. That's called the Even if a person was Mikayim Peribrib, he has a son and a daughter, you should have more than one son and one daughter, because you don't know which children are going to be observant. Maybe the children who will be born later in life will be more Shemir Mitzvahs than the earlier one. Maybe the early ones won't get married. Only I said Peribrib, if your children marry later on, the first children may turn out that they'll never get married. You can never tell. So then the Gemara says, also included in the pasuk is that a Rebbe should not retire unless he's not able to function well. So Rabbi Akiva says he had thousands of Talmidim, and then they all died. They Pesach La'Tzeres, and then he had to start all over again from scratch, and he taught the Torah to five Talmidim. So he says it's a good thing he didn't retire. If he would have retired after he reached 5,000 Talmidim, 10,000 Talmidim, 20,000 Talmidim, of course I had 30, so many thousands of Talmidim, and then there would be this epidemic and whatever, they would all die, so he'd be left with nothing. So he didn't retire, and then after they all died, whatever the story was, well, it sounds like they died with some kind of an epidemic, some kind of a sickness. And others say that they were killed in the revolution against the Roman government. That's what Rav Henkin published an essay years ago. So the Gemara says they died as a punishment. So he says that was a joke. Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim, he's the one who said they have to the Rachakamach Zek al Kol Bater. It can't be. So they wrote that because they didn't want it. They were afraid the Romans were going to kill them. So they didn't write the truth that they were killed in the rebellion and the revolution against the Roman government. So they wrote the most ridiculous thing possible, that there weren't night covers up. Everybody knew that that was a code. It meant that they were killed by the Romans. Whatever the story was. So Rabbi Akiva taught Torah again. So because this happened by Pesach Latzeres, so that's why we have Mikzas Averus. So there are different minhagim, which part of the sphere that you observe Averus. So we assume that the Averus is all after Talmid Rabbi Akiva died. So you look in the Zohar, Rabbi Soloveitchik pointed out, the Zohar presents it as if it's an Averus deraisa. The Zohar says when a person is Tomei, sometimes you need Shivinikim. Zavar is Zav and need Shivinikim. But the whole nation is Tomei, it's not enough 7 days, you have to have 7 weeks. But then he's filled with Tomei Tumas, Mitzrayim. We tried to be, Vayisham Begoy, Malam Shoyisom, Mitzuyonim Sham. We stood out, we were different, but the Halolo Abde Avedizara, Halolo Abde Avedizara. We picked up a lot of shtick from the Umas Oilom. We picked up all the Avedizara, picked up a lot of stuff from them. So we had to go through a Tahara process of Sheminikim 7 weeks until we arrived at Harsina, and then we became Tohirim at that time. So when a person is Tameh, he's not able to enter the Beis HaMikdash. That's an Inyan of Avelus. Simcha is when the person is Lifnei Hashem. Ismachtim Lifnei Hashem. And when a person can't be Lifnei Hashem, Ein Lach Avelus Gedoy L'Mizu. So during the period of Avelus, during the period of Sfiras Shiva, that's how we say the Chsidush and Nusach and the Siddur. When you recite Sfiras Haimah, you say the purpose of Sfiras Haimah is the Tareinu mitu Masena miklip Masena, to be Matairas, the Shivinikim, to be Matair Klal Yisrael. Every year we go through this Tahara process. The purpose of the Sfiras Haimah, the Sfiras Shivinikim, is to be Matair. So whenever a person is a state of Tumah, so he's no longer Lefnei Hashem, he can't enter into the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's Avelus. So maybe there's an Inyan of Avelus Deraisa. The Zohar says this regarding, the Zohar poses the question, why don't we recite Hallel Sholem on Shvi Shel Pesach? So the Gemara says, every day of Sukkot you say Hallel Sholem, every day there's a separate Chi of Simcha, because Chaluk and Mikor Ben Hasayim. Every day of Sukkot there's a separate Parsha, B'yom HaSheni, B'yom HaShlishi, B'yom Ravi, B'yom HaMishi. Every day there's a Nuk Dusha Sayyim. And every day has a nuk dusha sayyam at sukkahs. Every day is machayim and simcha. Pesach is not chaluk and mekor ben hasayim. Everything is included in one parsha. Kachatas al hayam shivas yamim. So you were ready yotzei simchas yantiv. You were ready yotzei. You said hallo. You were yotzei simchas yantiv on the first day. So you don't have to say hallo the rest of the days. So that explains why you don't say hallo every day on chalamayt Pesach. Because not chaluk and mekor ben hasayim. You were ready yotzei the Simchas Yontif by reciting the Hallel on the first day of Pesach. Well, why don't we recite Hallel on Shvi Shel Pesach because Zecha L'Nesav Priyas Yamsuf? That's a different question. That's not posed by the Gemara. That's the Medrash and the Zohar posed that question. Why we don't say Hallel on all the days of Pesach because of the Simchas Yontif? So the Gemara answered, the Bavli answer, because it's not Chaluk and Mekor Ben Hasayim. We will Yotzei on the first day. But why not say Hallel on Shvi Shel Pesach? Because the Zechel and Nes of Kriyas Yamsuf. So on that, the Medrash gives an answer. That's what Yeshua Siyanka points out. There are two different questions, but that's why you need two different answers. Rav Soloveitchik used to say this also. There are two different questions. So the Zohar asked the same question as the Medrash. Why don't you say, Hallel Sholem, on Shvi Shel Pesach, Zechel and Nes of Kriyas Yamsuf? So the Medrash answers, Masi Yadatov Mayam, Atimam Shiro, that's the Medrash that the Beis Yosef quotes. And the Zohar gives a different answer, that it's not proper to say Hallel Sholem Zecha Vades during Sfira, because it's Avelus time. So that's why many Hasidim have the practice and many Svardim have the practice based on Kabbalah, that by the second Seder they wait to count Sfira Saimer till after the Seder is over. Why not supposed to eat before you count Sfira Saimer? The Ashkenazim the Misnagdim Ashkenazim count Sfiras Haimer and Shul before you say Kiddush. You're not supposed to eat before. And the Svardim Kafar Chaim quotes Api Kabbalah, and the Chassidim do also Api Kabbalah. They don't count Sfira till after that. My wife counts Sfira after the Seder. That was her father, was a Chassidish. So he counted Sfira after the Seder. Chassidim do everything Fakir. Lefnei Mishu Asadim. They do Fakir from the day. So why do they count Sfira after? Because the Sfira, because the Sfira is Mimochas HaShabbos. Sfira begins the Avelus period. Supposed to be Mimochas HaShabbos. Are you saying Hallel? You're not supposed to say Hallel Sholim. By the Seder, you're going to say Hallel Sholim. I tomorrow morning, you're going to say Hallel Sholim. That's a different kind of challah. That's not a challah of B'Shas HaNes. That's a challah of Simchas Yontif. So that challah Shalom you can say in Sfir. But the challah by the Pesach, that's a challah of B'Shas HaNes, Azechel HaNes. So that's when they say that's not right to say during the Sfir. So you don't begin to count the Sfir until after the Seder is all over.
If you wait until after the
Seder,
you're eating before you say
Sfir? Sure.
Usually.
So it's a problem. It's a problem. Okay, we should all be Zecher to fulfill all the mitzvahs. I'll get the under everybody. I've got to take the Gemara downstairs.
If you drink the wine,
I didn't know.
How are you?